Over the next few months on WAMC, we're going to take you inside Mass MoCA in North Adams. The largest contemporary art museum in North America is allowing WAMC to follow the full course of an exhibition, from conception to opening. This is part one of our series, Mind of the Museum. Denise Markonish is one of Mass MoCA's four visual arts curators.
I always kind of loathe to use the word curator because I think producer is actually a better term.
Markonish, a graduate of Brandeis and Bard, found her place in the arts at 17.
I had wanted to be an artist, and then I went to the local art museum in my hometown, Brockton, Massachusetts, and I met a curator. She gave us a tour, and I thought, well, that's a job? I was like, that's what I'd be good at.
Markonish has been at the museum since 1997.
My last big show was Nick Cave's Until, which was a huge sort of kaleidoscopic exhibition that dealt with gun violence, but also how we lift ourselves up as communities.
She's worked with sound, visual, and virtual reality artist Lori Anderson on her multiple installations at the museum, as well as helming the largest survey of contemporary Canadian art ever presented, the 63-artist O Canada installation, which ran from 2012 to 2013. Markonish's current project is bringing the work of Trenton Doyle Hancock to Mass MoCA.
I've known Trent's work for a really long time. I've been following his career for years and always admired what he did, loved his work as a painter, and saw him like branching off into these other realms, you know, thinking about toys, thinking about pop culture.
She first met Hancock in 2015 in Houston, where he lives and creates. He took Markonish to his studio, a warehouse that houses his work as well as his considerable toy collection.
And one of the first questions he asked me was, what was your favorite toy growing up? And I said, well, I'm a total nerd, so it was Alfie, the learning robot. And he goes, oh, you mean like this? And he pointed to a high-up shelf, and there were three of them there. And then he said, would you like to take him home with you?
Markonish says she and Hancock are pop culture nerds of the same generation, and they bonded over the movies, television, and music of the 80s and 90s.
I'm also a big fan of, like, what a lot of people in the art world think is a dirty word, but, like, narrative. And art that is about storytelling. And he's kind of, I think, one of the supreme contemporary artists that is engaging with mythology and storytelling.
Despite the references to mythology, there is a very real undercurrent to her curatorial choice to bring Hancock to Northern Berkshire County.
When we find ourselves at a loss for our current moment, our current condition, we want to invent stories. We want to invent things that are better or worse than what we're dealing with as this form of, I think, also understanding. Like, so much of it is allegory and relates to things that have happened. So I think it is our way of putting together the world for ourselves.
Markonish brought Hancock out to Mass MoCA in the fall of 2016 to sketch out ideas for how to realize his vision at the museum.
So when I first brought Trent here, I said, what would it look like if we put the inside of your brain in a gallery?
Hancock took that prompt to heart and has envisioned giant life-sized mounds that will each be filled with a different medium. One lined with a selection of toys from his collection, another filled with video art, and more. For Markonish, who's tasked with finding ways to bring the sketches to life, it's just another day at Mass MoCA.
I always say, like, unless it's truly dangerous or it's going to really irreversibly alter the structural integrity of our building, we'll probably do it.
Hancock's installation, Mind of the Mound, Critical Mass, will be housed in Building 5, the museum's largest gallery, with an expected opening in spring 2019. The next installment of WAMC's series, Mind of the Museum, will explore Hancock himself, the intertwined stories of his complex artistic mythology and that of his own life.
From birth, almost. I mean, I've always had a pencil in my hand. I've always identified as an artist.
There's more at WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.